All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll get to a football today in about 10 minutes. David, a few ticket techs, more of the calls. Goodell has foreshadowed the future of the league. It is more football until you bleed. I think we've reached too much ice cream. It's enough's enough. But I want to know where you're at as fans. Because I think, look, the NFL doesn't care about any of the other leagues. They don't need to. But I think what they're doing, you guys are losing any ability to care about other sports because football is so, I mean, it's just so much of it.
No, squeezing out the other sports. You don't and have it, the time.
Selfishly. There's plenty of other things we want to talk about on this show, but y'all, you guys are a bunch of crackheads. You need your football. Man, I just need that dose. Just give me another hit. Then I got to listen to Rico doing receipt segments in June instead of being able to talk about what's actually going on.
You are just being hurtful today.
You damn right. My team has no quarterback. You're paying the price.
How is that my problem?
David.
Too much football is never a bad thing. I'd have it all year round if possible.
But you have to identify, are you just a football-only fan? See, if you're football-only, you're not doing anything wrong. But what about the people who like the Detroit Tigers? What about big-time Red Wing fan? Where's your time for that? God forbid if you like college sports.
Now, see, I think the Tigers help you out because it's almost that.
They normally suck.
No, but it's the perfect time because it's when the NFL is kind of in the lull where only the true geeks care about the June 1st cutdowns. Because by the time the NFL season ramps back up, Tigers are mathematically eliminated. So now you can go back to caring about football again. Now, if the Tigers were in a World Series pennant chase type of thing, now you got to divide up your time.
Like someone here saying, yes, it is too much football. I'm 26 years old, and I'm a season ticket holder for the Tigers. This is my favorite time of year where I get the break from football. I can't have more of it.
No.
The NFL was king viewership-wise because how easy it was to watch all the games on Sunday. You play football four nights a week, and the viewership will go down, I promise you.
Here's what they're doing, though. They're going to parse the individual games away from the base package. I mean, they got on a single streaming one-time game $110 million payout. Now, what happens when they're going to start doing double Monday night, double Thursday night? That's what's coming. I don't think it'll venture into Friday night. I don't.
No, just the Black Friday. That's probably the only game because for some reason we hold high school football in reverence. Can't ever play games
Friday. Not the rest of the free world.
What is it with you, man?
I don't have a quarterback.
Okay. Go draft one.
You can't. Run the team.
JJ was sitting right there.
I know. Listen, what do you want from me?
Leave me alone.
Let me go to the people. Very sensitive. Go to Bob right now. Bob, what's going on, buddy?
I'm an old man, Mike, and you're a young man. I've been calling you since Terry was there. And Rico, you sound just like Terry. But, Mike, the problem is it's a good thing. We like football, but the biggest thing is statewide casinos and statewide betting saved sports and made sports better. You know, would you rather go to a casino and watch a game or your local bar? That's what it is, right?
Neither. I'd rather sit home and watch it.
Not you. You know what I'm talking about, the bar.
Oh, I got you. I got you. No, I mean, Bob, I will tell you this now. Go ahead.
Oh, no, Bob, real quick. So I've often wondered, so like when the games are on Peacock or Amazon, the bars, can you just pick those up and play them?
Yep, some of the bars got them. Not the bars. Most of the casinos got them.
Okay.
I don't know about the bars, but the casino. Most people going to the casino, they ain't going to no bars like that.
I think the other problem with it, and I'm being serious, guys, I think betting is fun, but by the end of a football season, there's a big break involved.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
See, the more football and the more, it is like unrelenting.
You need a moment to just recharge and just actually
chill out.
Miss it.
Yeah, like watch baseball, something I don't bet on.
Right.
But and just watch a game. No money. Just watch
but
a
just
game.
As far as the NFL, you just want to miss it for a little bit. And then
that's right.
That brings the love back. But it's the house guests who won't leave.
That's why David, on a quarterly basis, will separate from his wife. It keeps it fresh. David, had enough for the kids.
You know what, David?
He's had enough for her.
David, let's find this man a quarterback.
He just wants to go on a little retreat.
Let's find this man a quarterback.
We have to real soon.
We have to find him a quarterback. You know what? Trey Lance is available. You can get him in a trade.
I don't care, man. I'd take Barney Fife at this point. 248-539-9797. Let me go to Kevin. He's up next, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. I want to acknowledge the unique position you guys are in because you're in an industry that has to cover this all the time. So certainly that's a huge load to add on to given all of the demand for it. But that's what the NFL is doing. They're meeting demand with supply right now. And it's because the other sports did themselves no favors. The NBA shot itself in the foot with the consolidation of talent on 2-3 teams. The college sports are doing the same thing now with college football. Hockey is just not a great product overall until you get to the playoffs. And baseball is so tied to its lore and its history that they can't make hardly any changes. And even they've been trying to be flexible to get their audience back, which they're not really going to do. So I don't blame the NFL. It's like a cold Coke in the fridge. I can always reach for it when I want it, and I hope it's always there. But, you know, when it's not there, I want it. So I want it. And the reason why I think you guys pine for it so much is because it's such a great product.
It is.
It's so enjoyable.
No, it is. And listen, football is the best. And Kevin, I adore it. But there is an element of this where eventually it will be too much. Like, I'm being straight with you. Kevin, if at the end of a 16-game season, if you can't determine who's best, you never will. 17 doesn't make a difference. 18 doesn't make a difference.
You can do that in baseball, though, in 82
Oh,
games,
I agree.
But you
listen,
don't do that,
Kevin.
Right?
No,
I'm not tuning in to the Thursday night Titans Jaguars, so count me out. But I have enough people that do like it that I don't mind they throw it on.
But you, all right, so Kevin, at least we can meet in the middle on this. Now, when they go to a double or a triple header on Thursday nights, they're losing you. You're not watching that. If it's two Sunday night games or two Monday night games.
Yeah, because in order to have that doubleheader on Thursday, meaning one of those games is going to probably get over around 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, but I don't want less on Sunday. I think, Kevin, you would agree. Sunday's magical. More football on Sunday. We're all home.
I totally agree, and you're right. Those nights where they have a double Monday night game, we might throw a card game or something. The game's on. I mean, we're not that dialed into it, but certainly the game is on, and that's how you get a lot of passive viewership with the NFL, I'm sure, too, with other things.
Yep. No, Kev, I'm with you. I think the one thing Goodell said that I like is going down to two preseason games. We don't need the preseason. We don't.
Well, the other thing that I like is, you know, giving people a break and Super Bowl Sunday being on President's Weekend so you could actually hang out the entire night because the game starts later and later, it seems, and you don't have to worry about work the next day.
There you go, Kenny. Get a little more tuned up for everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.